This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's time to get intimate with Checkpoint Intimates.
Welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Intimates. We are your weekly gaming podcast where two members of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one and get intimate on a particular gaming topic. My name is Elliot, joined this week by Colby.
Hey, Elliot, how's it going?
Going okay. How are you?
Not too bad. It's been a good week.
It has been a good week.
Really
I know
good
you're riding high on the success of a little blue mascot.
Who saw this coming? You know what I mean? Like, you know, this had all of the hallmarks of failure, you know? Like, you know, it's, you know, extended development time, you know, horrible, horrible initial trailer. You know what I mean? You know, delays, you know,
we
all sorts of issues.
About the Sonic movie, of course. And a bit of context, Colby, you are a Sonic stan.
Absolutely.
Some
I was
would
very
say.
Concerned.
You were. I know. Look, and to be honest, I think we were all concerned, maybe not on the same kind of level as your concern. There was probably some quite personal concern going on there. I was just like, oh, this is going to be a trash movie. My concern was very fleeting comparatively.
And to be fair, the chances of that were very high. I mean, there are not, you know, there are not very many video game movies that are actually much good, if we're honest with ourselves.
Oh, and, no, of course.
You know, this movie really had no right to be good. You know, as far as I'm concerned, if it was watchable, that's fine.
And you have watched it. Is it watchable?
Yeah, it is absolutely watchable. And, you know, it's one of those things, because as you said, I'm a fan. I was trying not to get too excited about it, because I knew that it was highly likely not going to be a good movie. Even when it was first announced, then, like, you know, Sonic's on Earth, it's going to be, like, live action with CG Sonic. I was like, I don't think this is a good idea. I don't think this is going to work. The first trailer with the horrible Sonic, I was like, well, first of all, this has to be a joke. Like, it could be okay, but it's not looking likely. And
so,
then they
so
turned
even,
it around.
Even when you saw those first trailers, you were definitely on the bandwagon of, oh my God, Sonic is hideous.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I guess I'm a fan. I was sort of at the point, well, you know, it could turn out okay. It might not be as bad as it looks.
Always optimistic.
Yeah, trying to be.
Okay, so I do want to talk about the Sonic movie. Obviously, this has been a big release as far as video game movies. Like, obviously, we had Detective Pikachu last year, and here comes the Sonic movie. And nobody really expected it to reach the kind of levels of Detective Pikachu. At least in my mind, I did not expect the Sonic movie to be as popular, as liked, or even as anticipated as the Pokemon movie. Just because, you know, Pokemon is one of the biggest intellectual properties ever. Like, it may well be the biggest in the world. And so for Sonic, who in my mind was a big character in the gaming world and now has kind of petered down to, you know, a character that often gets bundled amongst a bunch of others to get, you know, chucked into a Mario and Sonic game or, you know, part of the Smash lineup or whatever, but really isn't standing out on his own two feet very much anymore. I did not expect the Sonic movie to be a big thing, and yet right now it feels like it's all people can talk about.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, obviously, there was uproar, which sort of showed that, you know, there were people that sort of cared about how the movie would turn out. But going into its release, I don't remember, you know, feeling particularly excited or hyped. I was like, oh, it's coming. But then, you know, a few weeks ago, all of a sudden, you start seeing these posters everywhere. Like, I thought it was going to be a small release that would sort of come, hopefully be okay and go. But then, you know, on my way to work, you know, I'm seeing Sonic posters at the train stations, you know, really prominent places, you know, seeing it on the internet, people, you know, posting photos, you know. I think it was one of the talk shows in the States that Jim Carrey was on. They made their giant dome into a Sonic and Robotnik for some reason. and I was like, you know, they're putting a bit of effort into marketing. And it was really only, I think, the couple of weeks going up to the release where it started to feel exciting.
Have we had a Sonic movie before?
No.
This is legit the first Sonic movie that's hit cinemas.
Yeah.
So is this just, I haven't seen it. Full disclosure, Colby has seen it, I have not seen it. So I'll be kind of acting as an audience conduit asking questions, but we will go throughout this podcast without really spoiling the film. We'll talk about the film, but it's a new film. We do not intend to spoil it. Is it the kind of thing you can spoil? Is there much of a narrative there? I guess it has to be. It's a film.
Absolutely. Okay. So there's a lot more to it than the trailers that have come out would imply. The story is put together really nicely, and I think someone counted there was something like 51 Easter eggs throughout the movie, just different references.
That's
and
cute.
You know, there are a couple of big, you know, big moments in the film as well that you have to go and see.
Okay, my first initial question that I just have to get off of my chest, is this a kid's film?
I think it's an all-ages film, to be honest. There's humor in it that, you know, adults will get. There's humor in it that kids will get as well. It's definitely all ages, though. So there's no gratuitous violence, you know, no swearing. It's a lighthearted film. It's a comedy film. It's a comedy road trip film, basically.
Right, because in my mind, I guess I'm trying to piece it together as far as here's a movie nobody really anticipated to be as successful as it is. I'm wondering where the success is coming from and who's going to see this. Like, is it still school holidays? I guess it's at the tail end of school holidays, whatever. Regardless, obviously a lot of families are seeing this, but quite possibly a lot of Sonic fans are kind of coming out of the woodwork too, yourself included.
Because I originally wanted to go the day after it came out, but the theater was actually sold out, so I couldn't get my tickets, which was pretty disappointing. And I went the next day, and it was a really varied crowd. So there were a lot of adults with their children, but there were also, you know, people my age, some people going by themselves, which is a bit unfortunate for Sonic fans, but at least they enjoyed it. It was a really great atmosphere, actually, because, you know, I don't go to see movies very much where there's a lot of sort of crowd noise, but, you know, there's, you know, surprise, you know, sometimes the kids will laugh, sometimes the adults will laugh, so it's really strange, and, you know, especially in the big moments, to hear, you know, people actually audibly, you know, surprised was really good.
Yeah, and overall, it was a good time. Like, were you disappointed by any elements of Sonic? Was there anything that was really kind of, you know, overly fan servicey, or tried to over-explain it to people who weren't, you know, fans of the game, or any of those kind of common tropes that video game movies fall into?
I think it's a very accessible movie. I couldn't really... There was maybe one or two scenes that sort of dragged on a bit, but I think overall they pulled it together really nicely, and I can't believe they pulled it off. So they managed to make a movie that does actually flow pretty nicely. It's pretty well explained. There aren't any major... I mean, obviously, it's a bit fantastical. You've got, almost supernatural elements, I suppose.
I mean, Sonic himself is clearly not of this world.
Yeah, but it's sort of like, it's not a serious movie. It's a lighthearted movie, but there aren't massive glaring plot holes, if that makes sense. So the movie does make sense in its own way. It's a bit of a strange movie in a way, but, you know, a lot of the characters are really well done. The gags are pretty spot on most of the time, and a lot of the supporting cast are actually really solid as well. So there are a couple characters that'll sort of stick with you and you have a laugh about afterwards.
Okay. I mean, Jim Carrey's the obvious... Is he the biggest name attached to this?
I think James Marsden was Cyclops in the X-Men series. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Jim Carrey is definitely, I would say, the most well-known. Although, I don't think he's been in a major movie for a little while. So, it's almost a resurgence for Jim Carrey as it is for Sonic.
I mean, I feel like he is a household name, though. And at the very least, in the trailers leading up to this release, he played a pretty significant role within those trailers. However, if this is, like... Is it kind of like an origin story of Sonic? Is this canonical? Does this follow the video games?
No, not necessarily. No, it doesn't, okay. Basically. There's no reason why technically it couldn't. It's not really... It's not an origin story of Sonic. It's not even an origin story of Robotnik, but I guess it would be the origin of how Sonic and Robotnik actually come to meet.
Right. Because he's an antagonist in the film, or is that, like...
Yeah, so Robotnik's trying to catch Sonic throughout the movie.
Okay, so basically, it does stick, at least, to the plot absolutely. Of Sonic that I understand.
Yeah, and I got to say, Jim Carrey does a really solid job as well. He gives off, you know, quite a good air of, you know, holding on to your insanity. There are some moments in it where he is quite, genuinely threatening and sinister, mm-hmm. but at the same time, you know, at other moments, it's sort of lost the plot a little bit. So, and I think, you know, because I've seen interviews with Jim Carrey, and I think he's taken the role quite seriously as well, which is good. You get the impression watching the movie that the people in it actually did make an effort. It's not like, oh, this is just a video game movie. This is, you know, going to be straight to DVD. It's not going to do well. It seems like everyone actually put a lot of effort into it, and I think they're all really quite proud of how it's turned out.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they cared enough to do this full rework of the art style, right? They said, Sonic doesn't look good enough. And at that point, with all that fan feedback from the trailers, you could quite easily phone it in and just release it and be like, whatever, this was never going to be the biggest thing anyway. It
and
is what it
they've
is.
They've been quite smart about engaging with the fans as well. So, Jane Marsden and the voice of Sonic, whose name escapes me, unfortunately, they've been showing up at cinemas doing surprise visits after it's finished.
Oh, that's cool.
They invited some of the Sonic fans from Twitter to the family day at Paramount before the opening to see the movie. Paramount started sharing fan art on their official pages as well, so they've sort of gone from almost being at loggerheads or whatever with the fans with the original design to now sort of embracing it a little bit. So yeah, it's interesting.
That's good. I mean, they're obviously putting care into this movie more than I guess we'd expect them to. Do you reckon that's because there is the intention of making this a recurring thing? Like, are we seeing sequels? Is this going to rebuild Sonic as a franchise to kind of branch out in new territories?
Well, yeah, I mean, the movie, I mean, you have to see it, but it leaves itself really nicely open for a sequel where they could basically do anything they want.
Because Sonic has a whole universe attached to him, though, right?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
I'm assuming we're not seeing characters like, you know, Shadow and Tails and all the following cast that kind of comes with Sonic. They're not really a big part of this movie, are they?
No, and they're not in the movie, but it sort of hints at possibilities, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So you do get glimpses, of other worlds that could possibly be there. And the directors have said that the main reason why they made the movie that they did was because of their budget. So I think they had about $90 million, which isn't enough to make a full CG movie anyway. So they basically said that there were lots of things they wanted to do that they just basically couldn't afford to do. So they've made the best movie that they can, and if it goes well, they secure more funding, they'll do a bigger sequel.
Interesting, because it has done well, so quite possibly that is the next plan then. What, like an entire CG movie?
Potentially.
That's interesting, because as you said, like, going into this, there was that fear of CG Sonic in a real world. Like, how is this going to play out? How does this look? We've seen this in the past. It hasn't worked well. And potentially, you know, an entire CG movie would, I mean, it would be a change of pace for sure now that the first one has released, but maybe something that's worth embracing.
Yeah, maybe. And yeah, because they, so, and I guess it sort of works because, you know, I think Sonic, you know, success or not these days in video games, he is recognizable. Like, I think they did some survey once, it was a long time ago, but they said, you know, to children, Sonic the Hedgehog's more recognized than Mickey Mouse's.
Yes.
So he's a character that, regardless of whether you play video games or not, people know who he is. And so when you're looking to sort of, like, you know, take your kids to the movie or something like that, it's going to be an obvious choice. And I think because they've got the personality right, you can basically put him in any situation and it's going to work because it's going to be Sonic.
Okay. Here's a potentially triggering question for you, and I don't mean it to be, but I just looked up some stats to help me wrap my head around this. Obviously, the movie has done incredibly well, financially speaking. We talked about it a bit in the most recent broadcast for Checkpoint, where it was debuted as the most successful video game movie ever, which is just kind of a crazy statistic to think about, but looking at the actual kind of review scores for this movie, I've gone to both Rotten Tomato and Metacritic, which are kind of the two biggest aggregators. And there's this huge disparity between critic reviews and fan reviews, because you can leave user reviews for these things. And those user reviews over both platforms are incredibly high, very, very high, whereas the actual critic scores are quite low, 47 on Metacritic, and I think it was 63 on Rotten Tomatoes, which would put them both in a place that those particular aggregators would consider a bad movie. What would you say to that? Like, is it just critics are just not in tune with the general population on this one?
Well, I mean, you know, and I've been thinking about it as well, because, I mean, I guess from the audience scores, you get the sense that the people that have wanted to go to the movie, that have seen it, have liked the movie. You know, I think from a critical point of view, I guess, you know, I can understand why they get rated that way when you think about it, because what you've got is a movie based on a video game. They're not traditionally going to be well regarded anyway. And, you know, I think it would be hard to make a movie based on a video game that's not serious, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got, you know, what's essentially a lighthearted, you know, fun movie. You know, it's not going to be Schindler's List. It's not going to win an Oscar. You know what I mean?
Of course.
But I almost feel like for video game movies, you know, the rules are almost slightly differently. So it doesn't need to be a art house, you know, well-regarded movie. It just needs to be enjoyable. And the fact that it's enjoyable at all is a credit to it, yeah. Given how it was made.
I mean, I agree. Obviously, there are a lot of times that critics and fans can be at odds with each other, and often critics are looking at things with the critical eye rather than just being
and
there to
interestingly
experience.
Enough, like a couple of the, you know, larger sites that have, you know, published critical reviews of it, some of the critics have actually written follow-up stories saying along the lines of, you know, I wrote this review, I was attacked by Sonic fans, but that's fine. I love them for being so passionate. And there's another one that was along the lines of, you know, we reviewed it averagely, but it's not made for us. It's made for fans. So you've got these sort of reviews. So it's not a great movie on paper, but it's enjoyable.
Yeah, and I guess that's the thing, right? Like, if you are a family or younger and you're attached to Sonic and you want to see it, or if you're a fan of Sonic as a franchise, then maybe this movie is for you. And maybe, you know, your average kind of movie reviewer or critic who goes and sees, you know, 10 movies a week, maybe this movie just isn't made for them and their taste.
No, it's certainly not made for them. you know, but I think, you know, given that a lot of people don't have high expectations for the movie anyway, I think I would say, you know, most, regardless of what sort of movie you like, I think you'd be pleasantly surprised.
Any closing thoughts you want to give to Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie? Does it have that subtitle? No, it's just Sonic the Hedgehog, isn't it?
That's a good question, actually. No, I think it is just Sonic the Hedgehog.
It is one of those things where it's like, well, Sonic is a game and a movie, so you think sometimes they're subtitled as to what they are, but often they're not, because subtitles are not good for marketing.
Like, my final thought would just be that I'm really surprised that we live in a day and age where, at this point in time, Sonic is the biggest movie on the planet.
Yeah.
The most successful movie at the moment.
Who would have saw that
number
coming?
One all over the world is Sonic the Hedgehog. That's really bizarre.
That is really bizarre. Colby, thank you for joining me to chat about Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Elliot.
And we'll talk to you guys next week. See you then.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Intimates. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.